Can we give our dads a round of applause? Thanks, dads. You can take a seat. We love our dads. It's great, even though it's not technically till tomorrow, liturgically it's already tomorrow, so we're allowed to celebrate Father's Day today. So thank you, and God bless all of our dads on Father's Day. It's a good set of readings to reflect on this weekend for Father's Day, because I think the graces that God offers us in today's word is a real grace that describes fatherhood. We all know the, so to speak, hallmarks of a dad. And we all know, if not our own father, we know that dads are stereotypically like this, much like we hear in today's gospel. That is, it looks a little small, but it packs a really big punch. See, dads are sometimes known to be talkers. More often than not, dads are the silent type between the pair, between mothers and fathers. We don't often see that dads are necessarily the soapbox preachers that are out in public, not exactly ones who are always find it easy or normal to speak about. Say, for example, faith or like feelings, you know, things like that. I don't know if that's actually true, but at least it's perhaps a common experience for us. And there is, of course, the lament that can happen sometimes because of that. Like, why wouldn't dad just say more? Or why wouldn't my husband just say more? Why do we always got to be so silent? But I think that silence, especially the silence of fatherhood, is a very powerful tool, and it's a very powerful kind of grace. And you know, truthfully, we really have no further to look than St. Joseph to know that God himself honors that. You probably have all heard many times, or have heard it asked of you, or said to you, or inquired of you, how many words in all of Scripture are attributed to St. Joseph? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody get that reference? How many? In the back. Zero. Yes. Zero. St. Joseph says exactly zero words. Zero. In all of Holy Scripture. And what does that make St. Joseph? The universal patron and guardian protector of the entire church. After Holy Mary, there is no other saint that is more honored or revered or more powerful in God's arsenal of holy souls than St. Joseph. And the man was silent. Did God rebuke Joseph for his silence? No, man. No, he honored Joseph because simple silence isn't necessarily mean that men sit it out. What it means is that the grace that a father offers is not always the grace of words, but the grace of actions. It's that very well-known phrase, right? Actions speak louder than words. I don't know, perhaps as general personalities as men, maybe we live like that. Now, that doesn't always mean we are silent. Sometimes we do say words, but for that reason, less is more. And so when we do say words, those words can come with greater power and greater responsibility. When Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of God, he's teaching about his Father's kingdom, teaching about the way that the Father loves and the way that the Father in heaven works. And in trying to search out words in the human language, you know, the Lord himself, he's like, what words can we give to this? What can we possibly say about it? Even Jesus, so to speak, struggled to describe in words, the power of grace. So he used images, and he uses the very well-known image in today's gospel of the mustard seed. So I didn't know an answer, so I looked it up on Google. Google has all the answers. Google tells me that a mustard seed is about 1 millimeter big. That's pretty not big. At full height, in under optimal conditions, a mustard seed tree can grow about 30 feet high and 30 feet in breadth. So if my math is correct, and I don't know if my math was correct, at least the calculator told me so, about 9,000 times its original dimensions. That's a lot of potency. That's a lot of power in just a little bit. And so that's a great encouragement for us, especially this weekend, to simply enjoy and honor and thank our dads for, and to thank even the working of God the Father for. God the Father, who sometimes we wish would work in mighty, wonderful, and visible ways with grandness of power so that nobody can deny what's going on. And instead, God says, the Father's like a mustard seed. And we say, come on, come on. Why not like a lightning bolt, you know? Wouldn't that be more convincing? And Jesus says, no. Sometimes there is great power in silence, provided that that power is displayed in one's manner of living, one's faithfulness in life. And you and I know very well that the extraordinary way of holiness looks not so extraordinary. It looks pretty meager on a daily basis. Faithfulness is generally not about us making a decision to travel 3,000 miles to preach the gospel to people that have never heard it before, although God does call some to that. For the most part, it means that when the alarm goes off at 5:30, I make a decision to get out of bed. I make a decision to make myself breakfast. I make a decision to go to work. I make a decision to be faithful to my duties. The love of a father is a very steady kind of love. And for that reason, we count on it. We count on that kind of faithfulness. That kind of faithfulness is rewarded in ways that we can't even fathom. We believe that, even as men sometimes, if we struggle with, well, you know, like what little do I have to give? I don't feel like I can give actually all that much. And Jesus says, just a mustard seed. If you want to give a lot, just a mustard seed. A mustard seed is worth about 9,000 times its weight in volume when it all comes to fruition. And so we can't underestimate the small acts of faithfulness, especially the small acts of faithfulness that we admire this weekend each year in our dads, who we pray, we have witnessed in our own lives, who in all of those hidden ways that are never seen, never known, that are taken care of, without a desire for recognition, without any need to be in the forefront. Even the strong, silent type is a type that is honored by God himself. So we offer our debt of gratitude to all of you men that are here with us tonight, who have been a father, who are a father someday, who will be a father. May the Lord's blessings be upon you in generosity and in greatness. We thank you for the silent gift of your love. We thank you for the silent gift of your faithfulness. And rest assured that even those small seeds of grace are not ever unknown by God, but God multiplies those thousands of times over for the sake of your family and the ones that you love, and for the sake of us all, for the sake of the salvation of the universal church. So I'm going to transition now very briefly, as I promised you last weekend, to follow up on the announcements I gave before each of the Masses. As I mentioned at last weekend's liturgies, we are going to do sort of a second round, a final push for our DSA campaign, our portion of the diocesan charity as a whole, just to give you another brief update on that. We are currently sitting at about $70,000 worth of contributions from St. John's and St. Joseph. So you guys are very much to be commended for that. Thank you very much. That represents a little over 400 families who have given us an envelope and put their names on it. And if you want to know what that looks like, it's not quite, but almost two-thirds of the average Sunday crowd, so about two-thirds of us among us have provided an envelope, so thank you to approximately two-thirds among us. for the other third among us, we would like kindly to ask you to put your name on an envelope today. We're actually going to do that right now. We're going to give ourselves a few minutes to fill this out. But in order to facilitate that, we're not going to make anybody uncomfortable. So what we're going to ask is every household to do an envelope so that people don't have to feel like they're singled out because you're so late right now. Just kidding. Kinda. No. What we will do is we will ask one member of each household. We're going to have our ushers and some of our greeters come down the aisles to pass those through the pews. We'll ask one member of each household to take that. If you have made a decision to give, and or you have given already, what we'll ask you to do is simply put your name on it and put the words D-U-N, done, at the contribution line. Or you can spell it D-O-N-E, whichever one you want. So if you're already done, just tell us your name, done. If you haven't yet contributed and you would like to this evening, we'll have you fill out the information as complete as you can and put your donation in there. If you're unable to give, of course, as we've been saying, we do understand. Don't feel like it's the end of the world if you have to put a zero in your contribution line. We just want to know that you're alive, like we said last weekend, which is why we would like every household to fill in an envelope. So I'll ask the ushers and the greeters to begin passing out envelopes and things. So we're quite sorry, as we know that this does take a few extra minutes in Mass. We're very grateful for the gift of everyone's patience this evening. If you are here visiting and you are not a member of St. John's, please do not take one. Just hang out and maybe pray with us for a little while in silence. And actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go steal some of these from Shane, and I'll help pass out. Shane, did we give everyone pens and things? Are they in the pews? Pencils in the pews, pens in the pews. Look for a mom or a mother's purse if you need a pen or a pencil. So we will pass. If you are members of, if your household is a member of this parish, we will pass these to you. And if you are not members of this parish, you can pass them down, continue them on. Well, this is a whole family group, isn't it? Okay. How many of the members of this family group are members here at St. John's? Am I just going to skip you guys? All right. Okay. You guys are still with him? All right, so maybe just pass a couple down and take one. Pass a couple down and take one. And again, if you have, if you've already made